Good morning and welcome to day 11 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and a good Monday morning to you. I hope yesterday you found a place to worship and are looking forward to getting back to these bright and early morning videos that we'll provide from today and through Saturday again this week. We are on day 11, which is actually day 6 of the Keystone Habit, Commit to Community. And today, Pastor Zach's reflection talks about the sneaky enemy of individualism. And Pastor Zach encourages us to think about kind of this American ideal of rugged individualism as being the antithesis to what we read in the gospel and what we see in the person of Jesus Christ. That comparison might be a challenge for us as we have sort of bought in and accept and like the idea of being independent and paying our own way and not relying on other people. It's part of the message that gets reinforced in our culture is that, you know, you need to be self-reliant and pick yourself up by your bootstraps and work harder and make money. And Pastor Zach quotes some other authors who say really that is anathema. That's the opposite of what Jesus is suggesting in the Gospels. But instead, Jesus is inviting us to give up our self-reliance in order that we might come into a relationship with him. I think part of that process is dying to self and rising in Christ, is becoming less in order that we might become more. It's that the leveling that we read in Luke's gospel, especially where the first shall be the last and the last shall be first. And that really puts us in tension with what we see and hear celebrated in culture around us. Which is that we should not need to rely upon anybody else and not really strive not to have others rely upon us. I wonder how we know when we have enough. It seems like we define success, having enough wealth, enough power, having achieved a high enough level in our careers. Oftentimes, I think we define that or assess that by comparing ourselves to others. I wonder how different it would be if we weren't comparing ourselves, but we're just sitting with what we have and trying to assess, is it truly enough? I've challenged people before in small groups to imagine. We imagine and we know that Jesus, with the disciples, they shared all that they had a common purse. And I invite people to imagine what would it be like if I didn't have to worry about myself because I trusted and could count on my neighbors, my sisters and brothers in Christ to care for me. If I didn't have to worry about myself so that I was freed up to worry about and care for others, knowing that somebody else was worried about caring for me, it would put me in a sort of a different posture, not really worried about hoarding and keeping and acquiring for myself, but wondering how I could be of service and love and support to other people. I wonder if that maybe is what Pastor Zach is encouraging us to think about today. It's a challenging thought, no doubt. But what if we were actually called to live selflessly and give what we have, trusting that others would be doing the same, and as we shared one with another, each would have as we had need. Today's challenge is to gather with others, to not be an individual, but to spend time in community. That could be in your small group, that could be in your family, that could be with your neighbors or friends. Hopefully it's one of the easier challenges that for you that we have during these 40 days. I hope you enjoy spending time with others, and certainly all of us, even Jesus, needed some time alone to refuel. But we were created for community. God created us. He created Adam and said it was not good that he would be alone, and then created Eve. So what does it look like to live an intentional community where we support one another? And how might that reflect Christ to the world around us? Certainly challenging thoughts today, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for the seventh day on the Commit to Community Keystone Habit and day 12 of our Being Challenge. Take care.